is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 47th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. November's Roundtable question is, how do you assign bench roles to the coaches on your staff? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Joe Crispin from Rowan University, Andy Farrell from the University of Dayton, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Bob Krasancik from Menor High School, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, and Ben Thompson from Emory and Henry College. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey Hoopheads, this November our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are offering $3,000 off the CT, the best shooting machine in the world, and you can also get $1,000 off their home machine. Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. You can also check out their holiday gift guide to make shopping for the hooper in your life as easy as can be.
Hi, this is Jack Agostino, head boys basketball coach at Bayshore High School in New York, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about how they assign bench roles to the coaches on their staff.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High, and this month we were asked, how do we assign our roles for coaches on our bench? I don't think we do anything special, and I'm honestly hoping to listen to this later on and get some ideas. I have a coach that is in charge of substituting. I have another coach who's also in charge of timeouts and fouls. And then after that, I kind of let coaches pick the roles that they want and where they kind of fit in as the season goes. If they've been around a while, obviously they kind of have the same role. If they're new to our staff, they kind of figure that out as we go. But every once in a while, I'll have certain coaches watch things like rebounding or transition. But we're definitely looking to get better at that. Hope everyone else out there is doing good, and talk to you guys next time.
Joe Crispin, Rowan University.
Joe Crispin, Rowan University. How do I organize my staff for bench roles during the game? I have a pretty big staff for a Division III program, and I have some managers. So we have a lot of things that we can keep track of, but I think the temptation is when you have that to keep track of more things than you need to. But my basic principle since becoming a head coach is that I want to outsource as much off my brain as possible. I am better when I'm focused on the big picture. What's the flow of the game and the feel of the game? Are we creating it in our favor? Are we getting good shots? What are they doing defensively that we can counter? What about defensively that we can do better? I try to stay focused on that. Our rotations, who's playing well, just keep track of those things so that I might know foul trouble, but I don't want that on my brain. I want a coach keeping track of that. So naturally, we have one coach right next to me keeping track of fouls. Also focuses a little more on offense, though I do the most on that. I have another coach right next to us who is solely focused on rotations and who works well together, who's played well, who does he like. He's somebody who needs to have a feel for our players. He keeps track of the lineups, plus minus during the game. I have another coach close by who's focused more on defense and our energy and our toughness. That's where he specializes, and he's got a good rapport for the game. And then we have two other coaches who are closest to our players, just focused on the guys, focused on how they're feeling, what the conversations are, anything they need to communicate with me. One keeps track of shot selection for both teams, because that's important to us, what kind of shots we're giving up and taking ourselves. And the other really is just focused on the feel of the team and trying to be encouraging. And naturally, there's other things we keep track of with managers. But on the whole, that's how we organize our staff. And it's the basic principle to return to is, if it's up to me to keep track of all those things, I'm going to miss some things like foul trouble maybe that is important. So it's important for me, just like in organization, to write everything down to get it off my plate. So hopefully that's helpful.
Andy Farrell from the University of Dayton.
Great question. How do you assign bench roles to the coaches on your staff? Well, first of all, I think you have to figure out how many people are on your staff. I think that's a really important thing, because you don't want to delegate too many things, because you've got to be really, really good and specific at the things that you want for the staff to accomplish. So I would say that the first thing you got to do is figure out how many staff members you have. Second of all, you got to figure out what are their strengths. There are some people that are really, really good at, you know, figuring out play calls for the other team. Some people are really, really good from a number standpoint, so analytics and some of the more important things that you value from a coaching staff standpoint, from an efficiency perspective, would be things that staff member should be doing. Who has the scout? I think that's always important as well, because you want them to be focused on the scout itself and not bogged down by some of the other things that you have going on with throughout the course of the game. So I think those are all factors that are definitely going to contribute to what the staff responsibilities are. I would say, in short, you're going to have one person in charge of the defensive identity that you have. What are some of those non-negotiables, no matter what the team is that you're playing? So you have one defense coach, one offensive coach. What's the pace? What's the shot locations that you guys are taking shots, shot value, turnover rate, offense rebounding rate, things like that? Those, whatever you're valuing as a staff from your offensive identity standpoint. And then one of those people may have the scout too. So they've got to be really, really good at focusing in on the matchups. I think whoever has the scout should always be focused in on the matchups and then the adjustments that the coaching staff should be able to be making. So I would say that those are the things for sure for a coaching staff. And then if you have a larger staff where you have graduate assistants or managers, obviously some hustle stats are important depending on what you're valuing. Maybe it's deflections, maybe it's forced turnovers, 50-50 balls, whatever those are. I guess hustle stats would be something as you go down the list of graduate assistants and managers. And then, you know, some of the other things that you're looking at, if you're trying to keep track of opponent play calls for repeat opponents, especially in conference. You're trying to look at how many fouls, timeouts, who has the jump ball in terms of the possession arrow. Those are all things that someone on staff has to be doing at all times. So you're probably going to be delegating some of that to a director of basketball operations or the top support staff position, because those are things that can get you beat if you're not keeping track of your team fouls, individual fouls, and then timeouts and possession arrows. So you're probably going to want to give those to someone with a higher credential on the support staff, because those are really, really important things. Just my thoughts.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School with tonight's roundtable question. asking, how would you assign your bench roles to your assistant coaches? I firmly believe that if you develop this bond with your coaches, a trust that you have their back and they have yours, then assigning roles kind of comes naturally a little bit. If you've got a longtime assistant that's been with you, maybe they have your ear a little bit more about the strategic part of the game, you know, when to switch up, when to change offensively. What are you coming out of a timeout with? What are you coming out of a dead ball situation with? If you've got younger coaches, you know, giving them some responsibility to make decisions or track things that you're looking for, maybe on the stat perspective of things, you know, how many fouls does somebody have on them? How many timeouts do you have? How many ball reversals? You know, how many deflections you've got, whatever fits your style of your program. But, I also think that this has to come forth in practice too. You've got to be able to ask your assistant coaches for help in practice. To build that trust on and off the court. Hope this helps you, and hope everybody's having a great start of the season. Best of luck.
Looking to grow your coaching? United Basketball Plus has over 3,000 plays and 45 deep dive courses with some of the best minds in the game, including Tyler Costin, Paul Kelleher, Tobin Anderson, Dave Love, and more. You can also view their United Basketball clinics and receive 50% off in-person clinics. United Basketball Plus has partnered with Jordan and Joe's Decision for their skill development curriculum. United Basketball Plus is a one-stop shop to help you grow as a coach, leader, and culture builder. Follow the link in the show notes and use the code CLINIC to receive an annual membership for just $50. Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
Bob Krasancic, Mentor High School. We definitely use our assistant coaches during a game, naturally, fouls and timeouts. We have one charting press breakers for the other team, one coach charting the presses. We do the OBs offensively, defensively, some of the side outs. We have a couple guys doing analytics, and we've also had at certain games had one coach track individual referees on how many fouls they called against our guys and against the other guys. That's an interesting one. Best of luck.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. Question was, what specific duties do you give your assistant coaches during gameplay? I think both for my high school and for USA Basketball, one of the specific duties I gave my assistants was one was in charge specifically of the guard area perimeter players, and one was in charge of the post-forward areas. And I gave them pretty much control of when to sub, when to get them out, visiting with them, talking with them about things, areas that when they came out, areas that they need to go back in and do a better job at. So I think it gave the assistants some real ownership in what we were doing as a team. Plus, it gave a new voice, a different sound to the players as well as just hearing me. So obviously there are occasions where I don't let the sub go in that the assistants wanted, but for the most part, they were in control of who subbed in, who subbed out. And I noticed that when that happened, I was much more free to pay attention to things on the court as opposed to subbing in. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head basketball coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, UAH. Question is, how do you assign roles for your coaches for the bench? I think everybody's different. We've actually, the last couple years here, we've had offensive coordinators, and all I want them to think about is offense and making the calls and looking just at the opponent's D and where we can attack those people there. I think everybody's different. You know, I think it's very important that you have roles so they feel important. Sometimes as an assistant in my years, I didn't feel real important on the bench. Sometimes I felt very important on the bench. the times I felt very important on a bench, I was more engaged and felt like I was making an impact. So I think everybody needs to have a role, whether it's just as important fouls and timeouts and where is the ball after a timeout, whose ball, where is it? I need somebody that dealing with fouls. Is somebody in the game with two fouls or someone in the game with one foul at the end of the first half? Can we take them out? Make those people feel important. So fouls and timeouts, I think that's important. Whether you want to, a substitution pattern, whether they're in charge of the substitution pattern, getting guys in and out. I would just say this. I'm a 36-year veteran of coaching. As a head coach, if you try to do it all yourself, you ain't going to be worth a flip. And as young coaches, and I was young at one time as a head coach, I tried to do it all, and I wasn't worth a flip. And so I'm just telling you this right now. Delegate responsibilities during a game. Stop trying to sub. Stop trying to do this and do that and do that. You better manage the game. All right. Now, it's important to me on the defensive end that I try to manage what we're doing on the defensive end. Now, if I want to sub somebody, if I have a gut feel, I sub somebody. But you need to have somebody kind of dealing with that so you don't have to feel like you're in charge and you have to sub and you have to call offense and you get to call defense and you get to do this. Nobody really gives a rip. They just care if you win or lose. So take some time before your games and give them responsibilities that you can deal with, that they can deal with, and then let them take ownership of those responsibilities, and they will be better for it. So stop trying to do everything as a head coach and making sure you're standing up and everybody's seeing you. It ain't about you. It's about those kids. And if you have a staff, give that staff some important duties during a game. Whatever's important to you is important to you. Getting to the offensive glass, make sure you have an offensive glass coach. If it's important to you getting back on D and transition D, have a transition D coach. Have whatever you want. Give those people responsibilities, and I think you'll have a blast doing it, and I think they will have more fun. Hope this helps. Thanks.
Ben Thompson from Emory and Henry College. This is Mike Klinzing stepping in for Ben Thompson, the head men's basketball coach at Emory and Henry College, who was feeling a little bit under the weather. So you're going to hear his response in my voice. At Emory and Henry, we have an offensive efficiency chart, a defensive efficiency chart, and game sheet stats with fouls and timeouts. The defensive efficiency chart goes to the coach who has the scout for that game. The other two are divided amongst the staff members. Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the portfolio guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.